You can restart right where you are with compassion, with kindness. This is Heal and Restart. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heal and Restart. My name is Rafaela, and I am very excited that you were able to join me today for this episode of my podcast, wherever you are, wherever you might be listening from. I hope that you are in a state of peace, tranquility, and joy. Well, today's episode, I want to talk about the experience of humanity. One of my old mentors, I remember calling him when I was doing this program, and I was very, 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 very frustrated about some things, upset and angry because I didn't complete or didn't do something that I really wanted to do, and I felt like I failed myself. And I remember him saying to me, Rafaela, have some compassion for your own humanity. And oh man, when I heard that sentence, it hit me like a ton of bricks, in a good way, because I was able to let go and find grace in the situation that I was dealing with, find compassion for myself. And that's when I began my journey of understanding the experience of humanity. Now, what I want to talk about today has two components. One is to have compassion for your own humanity. Everything that we do, everything that we experience, every situation, every trauma, every trigger, every process, it's there for a specific reason. It's there because we're here to elevate our consciousness, to be able to experience a different earth, a different future. But it's not just our experience, not just my experience or your experience. It's all of our experience. So when I look at that, when I look at that this is a collective experience, I want us to look at the people around us, our parents, our friends, our coworkers, anybody who we might come across in this life. We are all collectively experiencing humanity for what it is. Some of us have had situations that might be a little bit more dissatisfactory than others, but that doesn't mean that what we have experienced is not painful or hurtful. As we look at our humanity, as we find compassion for our own humanity, let's also stop and find compassion for others, for their humanity. I always say that all of us at some point were little babies. Yesterday I saw a video of a little baby. He was just so cute, and I kept looking at him and I said, hey, you know what? If he looks like him, I want to have one. I've considered many times having children. I go back and forth with it. But it made me think about humanity. When I looked at a little baby, I thought to myself, at some point, a baby is going to grow older, become a man. what he's going to take with him as he grows older is every experience, whatever education he's given, whatever he watches, whatever he is fed, is what he's going to take with him as he grows an adult, and what is what he's going to be equipped with. And Lord knows what that is. We don't know, right? I grew up in an environment where there was gangs, there was shootings, there was death, there was anxiety, there was alcoholism, there were abuse, there were so many things. So all of us, we come into this world to experience humanity. Some of us will go through certain processes that are not satisfactory. So next time we think about when that person did us wrong, or this one hurt us, this one treated me this way, remember that human being as a little kid, having gone through different experiences that led to whatever behavior they are in. And mind you, I'm not justifying or excusing anything. I just want us to stop for a second and look at humanity for what it really is. And somehow, somewhere in there, find compassion, not just for our own humanity, but for the rest of the world. That's what I got for you guys today. That was in my heart. I hope that you guys have an amazing, amazing, amazing rest of your day. For those of you that are listening and found me through either Spotify or iTunes, you can also follow me on my Instagram account at Restart by Rafaela. Have an amazing day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.